Uncle Skeeter here, and welcome to a Cheese Please Christmas. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hey, it's Snarf Dude.
And Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese Please. And it's our Christmas show. Well, one of them anyway. Oh.
Love Christmas.
I don't know. Daffodil, it's kind of early to get into the whole Christmas thing, isn't it?
It's after December 1st.
Is that the only criteria?
Yes.
Oh.
All the decorations go up.
I don't know. It just seems like too soon.
No, it's not too soon.
Oh.
The Christmas catalog came out in August. No, that's too soon.
Oh, well, I don't know. I was thinking of going shopping. When's a good time to get your present? Maybe December 24th?
You won't have much of a selection.
Oh.
And if you don't get me a really good present,
yeah,
there'll be no mistletoe.
Mistletoe? You're thinking of mistletoe? I see you got the jingle bells there. Oh.
Jingle bell rock.
Are we getting ready to decorate the tree? I don't know
yes,
where.
Yes, we're going to put up the tree.
Where the heck are we going to put a tree in this van? It's tight enough as it is.
I thought maybe I put it on your chair.
Where am I going to sit?
On the floor.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to sit down here, right? How am I going to do the show down here, Daffodil?
Just move the mic down a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of that. I can move the mic down. Oh, there we go. Okay. Well, I'll just move the mic up here again because I'm sitting back in the chair. So, anyway, we have some interesting Christmas cheese this week on Cheese Please.
Nothing wrong with a little Christmas cheese.
Hey, and some Tupperware folks. The Tupper Kids dropped by of Tupperware fame to wish us a tip-top Tupper Christmas with a little commercialism mixed
and
in there.
And whose name comes to mind as soon as you think of Christmas?
I don't know.
Want a hint?
Yes.
She bang! She bang!
Oh, yeah. All right, Ricky Martin's Christmas album. Okay, well.
The other guy.
The other. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the other guy. He got hung on American Idol, but he came back and had the last laugh on Simon Cowell. I remember that. And since he had his 15 minutes of fame, we're going to beat him into the ground a little later on with O Come All Ye Faithful. And on top of that, we talk about microchips, go to Yulesville, and have a couple chipmunk ripoffs a little later on.
Let's start with the Tupperware kids.
Yeah, let's start off with the Tupper kids and a tip-top Tupper Christmas right here on...
Merry Christmas Cheese, Please!
Toy bills.
Uncle Skeeter here, and I hope you're enjoying a Cheese Please Christmas.
With Buzzy the Christmas Bee, and I didn't know there was a Christmas Bee. Besides the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Buzzy the Christmas Bee, maybe they hung around at the North Pole. I don't know. Jeff and Sue Mitchell with that one from a little while ago. And before that, we had a pile of kids, all for the sake of commercial ventures by the name of Tupperware. And a tip-top Tupper kind of Christmas by the Tupper Kids. And, you know, what can I say? Commercialism tied in with Christmas. It wouldn't be Christmas without commercialism.
Guess what I found?
What?
I'm unpacking the boxes of decorations, and I found that snowman you bought me last year for Christmas.
Oh, that snowman. I remember that one.
And you know what? I didn't realize, because I just put it in the box and packed it away to decorate. I didn't realize it played music.
Oh, yeah, well.
Let's play the music.
It's been so long. Yeah, play it.
Snarf, dude.
Oh, I forgot.
You bought me a farting snowman for Christmas.
Well, I thought it was kind of interesting. Is he stinking up that part of the van yet?
It's horrible.
Well, turn the darn thing off, will you? Jeez.
Oh. You bought me a farting snowman for Christmas last year.
Well, it's a guy thing. I thought it was funny. What's wrong with that?
You ruined all my Christmas spirit.
Why?
You better play some more music and put me back in the mood.
Okay, I mean, nothing puts you in the mood more for Christmas than the Brady Bunch.
Oh, no.
Personally, and William Hung back-to-back, sort of our celebrity...
TV salute.
Right here on Keys, Please, for the Christmas show. The first of four, or three, or two, or one.
Lots of Christmas music, because we found so much, we actually can't put it all in the show.
Oh, well, I
we forget. We have enough to do 12.
Well, all I get to say to listeners, just keep listening, and when we run out of Christmas music or the month runs out, whichever comes first, we'll stop playing Christmas music. Yeah, okay.
But, and just as a heads up for everybody, do you know what comes after Christmas?
New Year's?
Do you know what comes after New Year's?
Harmonica?
Daffodil's birthday.
Oh, Daffodil's birthday. Thank you.
We'll talk more about that later, but Daffodil's birthday's coming.
That's right, but let's get into the Brady Kids and...
More music.
Holy night, right here on...
Merry Christmas, Cheese, Please.
Merry
when your radio has a Cheese Please Christmas.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Cheese, please! And our buddy William Hung.
I don't believe I'm going to say this.
Why?
William Hung?
Yeah?
Sings better than Greg Brady.
Way better. You feel like poor Greg. I feel sorry for the guy. You know, I mean, here's this guy doing this virtually impossible carol. Oh, holy night! When he's like, I don't know, all of 14?
Yeah.
And
they're trying to hit the high notes.
Oh, no! It's like when on the show, what was it, Greg's voice or Bobby's voice that changed on that
Peter's
song? Peter's. Okay, sorry. It's just like, you feel sorry for Greg there. You can hear how the record company or the producer thought, let's turn up the background sound a little too much. Maybe you can just barely hear Greg in there. Can't be said for William Hung, though. You can hear him right in the front there. Oh, come all ye faithful. And Brady Kids with Greg Brady, of course, and Oh Holy Night right here on Cheese Please. My name is Starf Dude. And Daffodil is somewhere around here.
Yeah, sorry, I had my head in one of those boxes.
What else did you find?
All the decorations.
What else did you find there?
Well, I found your pathetic Christmas tree.
My pathetic Christmas tree. Remind me, I haven't seen it for a year, okay?
It looks like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree.
Oh, that bad.
Yeah, we may have to get a new tree for down here.
Well, there's a good idea.
Needs a new tree.
Maybe we can go out and just hit the local, Christmas tree farms.
Metallic holographic trees.
I don't want a metallic one. I don't want any blue on a Christmas tree either.
I never did understand them. Anyway.
Oh, sorry,
more
sorry,
music.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. It's
sorry,
not.
We're getting carried away
it's
here.
Not Christmas. It's a holiday tree. Okay.
We're getting carried away here.
Yeah, I know.
Back to the music.
Okay. Well, we'll discuss the holidays a little later. But right now, let's get into some chipmunk clones. The chipmunks were so big back in the 50s and 60s that it spawned some clones.
Some fakes.
Some knockoffs, rip-offs, knockoffs, however you want to call it. We have the Chippers coming up, real creative name, eh? And Frosty the Snowman. But we're starting off first with Woody the Woodchuck and Sleigh Ride right
Woody
here.
Woody the Woodchuck?
Woody the Woodchuck.
Right here on Cheese Please.
To your traditional Christmas music fair. Enjoy the goofiness with the Cheese Please Christmas.
Catch me if you can.
He led them down the streets of town, round
Thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump.
Cheese, please. And that is the Chippers and Frosty the Snowman. And I think the Chippers and the Woody the Woodchuck were well behaved, unlike the Chipmunks. They got a little...
Chipmunks were a little rambunctious.
A little bit of a diva type thing with Dave Bagdasarian. Ross Bagdasarian was actually his name, but I'm mixing it up. It was Dave Seville he was on the albums. But his real name was Ross Bagdasarian. But they didn't have the attitude like the Chipmunks, so they'll be on our show again.
They weren't making the big bucks, that's why.
That's probably it. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And we're on our Cheese Please Christmas special right here on Cheese Please. And
Christmas special number one.
We've yet to figure out how many. Just stick around, keep listening, you'll figure it out. And this is a rather interesting next song. We get a little high tech with a group called Future Shop as Santa left us microchips for Christmas. Do you have any microchips on you, Daffodil?
No.
Oh.
No. Yeah, well, sort of. Is this a microchip?
Why? There we go. You found that in the box? Can you get it closer? Okay. There we go. Okay, well, fine. I made the point.
There's a good spot for it.
Okay. Well, let's play this song right now. Santa left his microchips for Christmas. Future Shock on Cheese, Please.
Yeah.
Please. And that's Future Shock with a very unusual Christmas song. Santa left us microchips for Christmas.
Lots of kids this year are going to be getting microchips for Christmas.
Various other electronic games. I wonder if he left me some RAM. I could use some RAM for our computer here. That'd be nice. Hint, hint, hint.
I'll see what I can do.
What are you going to get me for Christmas, Daffodil?
It's a secret.
Oh.
But I know.
Oh, well, I'm not going to...
Anybody emails me and asks, I'll tell them.
You will?
Yeah, but not you.
Wow, okay. Well, I can do the same. Anyone emails me, I'll tell them what I got you for Christmas. And just think, then they'll probably forward the emails to you and you'll know.
I don't think my fans are that smart.
Oh, that... Not like insulting your audience. Right. Okay. Anyway, we gotta wrap up this Christmas show. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And we're gonna get cool, 50s style, real hip, like, wow. With Ed.
Lend me your comb?
Yeah, exactly. Kooky, lend me your comb. That's Ed Kooky Burns of 77 Sunset Strip fame in the late 1950s. And he's real hip, man. He's real
cool,
you know? James Dean style. Fonzie style, you know, that type of guy? Okay, well, whatever. He's gonna talk about Yulesville right here on Cheese Please. And my name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil.
And join us next week for more Christmas music.
Because it's Christmas all month on Cheese Please.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, folks.
Bye.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, and that's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine, like maybe the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids that fell by had just made the street. I was ready for Snoresville. Man, was I beat. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a slick rod that was making fat tracks, souped up by 8 ponies, all wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. They were out of the chute making time like a bat, turning the quarter in 8 seconds flat. They parked by the smokestack in bunches and clusters, till Chubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. His threads were from Cubesville, and I had to chuckle. In front, not in back, was his Ivy League buckle. The mop on his chin hit a button-down collar, and with that red nose, Dad, he looked like a baller. Like he was the squarest, the most absolute. But let's face it, huh? Who cares when he left all that loot? He laid the jazz on me and peeled from the gig. Well, and have a cool Yule, man. Later. Like Dick?
Cheese Please, your weekly sampler of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scott Snaylor Productions. See us online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.